This is a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
It's time for our wee kōrero with Ome Emily from Te Huira Otago Museum. We're going to be chatting about their After Dark event, which is Alice in Wonderland themed. Morena, Emily, how you doing, G?
Kia ora, I'm very good, thank you, this morning. How are you going?
I'm chill, man, I'm chill. You mentioned that your hay fever's going off
for
a while.
Oh, yeah, my next trip after this is the pharmacy.
You don't have any antihistamines at the
moment? No, I really dropped the ball. It came around earlier than I'd expected, so that's next up.
Yeah, nice. I went to the doctors yesterday to file an ACC thing, and I was like, you know when you're there for one reason, and you're like, oh, I might as well indulge.
Yeah,
so I got
exactly.
I got some more antihistamines.
Nice, and you're like, while I'm here.
Yeah, while I'm here.
We may as well. You know.
Win in Rome.
Absolutely.
All right, the event at the Te Huira Otago Museum is called Down the Rabbit Hole. Why do we always focus on the rabbit holes, not other holes like fox holes or stars?
I know.
Why do you think that is?
That's a really good question. I was going to say because the others kind of, I know they're all pests, but I feel like the others give more pests than rabbits.
Yeah, true, because they're more like
pests, totally.
Rather than like
cute and fluffy.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would be really interested to know. Maybe there could be, that might be the new spin-off. You could make that a thing.
Yeah, down it's the like, foxhole sounds cool.
Yeah, and it's like an alternative Alice in Wonderland story.
Mm-hmm. Emily Alice in Wonderland. Has anyone made that joke before?
Oh, no, that's a good one. Yeah. Emily Alice in Wonderland. Damn, we should do a gig themed like that.
Yeah, it'd man.
Be, we should have been playing at this.
You should have
been. I dropped the ball. Emily Alice in Wonderland.
What would you, if your band was going to do Emily Alice in Wonderland, what would your character be?
I'm going to go as Queen of Hearts.
Queen of Hearts?
Yeah.
Is that, Bonham Carter's character, Helena Bonham Carter's character from the movies?
Oh, I'm actually not sure.
The big old head?
Yes.
Yeah, red hair.
Yeah. That's the one. And she has a little heart on her lips.
Mm.
It's very cute.
Mm-hmm.
We actually have lots of like characters walking around throughout the night, which would be cool, from part of the like Midwinter Carnival.
Oh,
they're coming to join with us, which would be pretty cool.
Awesome. Yeah. Do they have any fancy lamps they're bringing as well?
They do. We've got lots of big lanterns. Well, it was pretty perfect because they did Alice in Wonderland, I think it was this year. So, they did. Yeah, got a massive Mad Hatter. We've got the Cheshire Cat going to be hanging. We also got our own, like, this 3-meter tall blow up LED mushroom.
Whoa.
Which would be pretty cool. We're doing some tarot card readings underneath it.
That's awesome.
I know.
Why do you think Alice in Wonderland has been coming into the cultural zeitgeist at the moment?
Absolutely no idea.
Yeah, what is going on?
My colleague was just a big fan of the original movie. She's like, I want to play this movie. Let's find a way to play it. And then we're like, okay, cool. So we'll plan this big event around it.
But so that's how the theme came about?
Yes, yeah, that's how the theme came about.
Legit.
And we also have, like, we saw the lanterns and we're like, it'd be so cool to hang those down the atrium. Like, you know, we have a square. Oh, gosh, how do you... It's an atrium, like... Yeah, you just have to come and find out. It's got, like, a mezzanine, and it hangs through four floors.
Whoa.
So you can, like, hang the lanterns.
That's cool as.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Pretty cool.
We're going to do a little diversion here, and we're going to test your knowledge about Alice in Wonderland.
Oh!
Yeah, my dog.
Uh-oh.
Got the chase theme ready and all that shit.
True colors are about to show.
They are. We just need to wait for this to blow over.
This is my worst nightmare.
There we go. Awesome. Alrighty. Okay, my first question. Did Disney invent Alice in Wonderland, true or false?
False.
Yeah, do you know who did?
No.
Lewis Carroll.
Yes, because the Carroll. Original book.
Yeah.
Yeah,
from the 1860s.
Of course.
See, I didn't know that until I researched this yesterday.
There you go.
Yeah.
Someone at the museum has an original copy. That's how I know that.
Really?
Yes.
Holy, that's so cool.
Crazy, eh?
That's sick. Is this the same person who wanted the...
Yes.
Oh, right. Yeah, that makes sense. The Mad Hatter character from Alice in Wonderland came about as the result of the phrase mad as a hatter, which came about as a result of hat makers' frequent interactions with which poisonous substance? Is it A, mercury, B, arsenic, or C, lead?
I'm going to say arsenic.
Mercury.
Oh.
Yeah. They used to put mercury in, like, the rim of hats back in the day.
That's why?
I don't know.
Just cause,
yeah.
That is
it was,
really
like,
crazy.
Like, pliable metal or something.
So devious.
So very, very devious. Who played the Cheshire Cat in the Tim Burton Alice in Wonderland films? Was it A, Michael Sheen, B, Albert Cousteau, or C, Stephen Fry?
I have no idea, so I'm going to go ahead and say C.
Yeah, it was. Stephen Fry. Yeah. He's the host of the show QI. Oh, if you're familiar with
no,
that.
I'm not.
Oh, it's just fantastic.
Damn, obviously felt the aura. Felt the aura like three questions away.
Yeah. And the last question I have for you about Alice in Wonderland is Alice in Wonderland has been translated into over 150 languages. Is that true or false?
I'm going to say true.
Yeah, 174.
Yeah.
Which is insane, right?
Wow. Yeah, I suppose it's a very famous story.
Yeah.
That was, I actually did way better than I thought I was going to do for that. That was good going.
Car pie, my friend, car pie.
Thank you.
I wish I had a prize, but I didn't prepare.
It's okay.
Getting back into the event, there's a silent disco at the event
Smooth
as well.
Transition.
Thank you. There's a silent disco at the After Dark event as well. Who's in charge of the tunes and what kind of tunes will people be hearing?
Ooh, at the moment it's Gravity, but I think I'm going to see if I can perhaps sneak in and swoop in and play a couple tracks myself. Mm-hmm. So.
From your own stuff?
No way.
Just plug yourself.
Just a subtle change of vibe. But yeah, I think I might try and sneak a few in there.
Nice. Any in mind?
Ooh, I've been listening to a lot of jazz house, so I might think we might try and make that. But you know,
like jazz. Berlioz.
Yes.
Yeah.
I've been listening to a lot of Berlioz. It's they
really
are
good.
Awesome.
Real good.
So good.
So like straightforward. Just yeah, it's me.
Yeah.
There's also a Wheel of Fortune present at the event. What's on the wheel?
Yes.
What
Ooh.
Prizes are in store?
So we've got like lots of fun Alice in Wonderland like laptop stickers and stuff and key rings, lots of Tahuta, hopefully some Tahuta passes. So yeah, that's the general vibe.
Cool, cool, cool.
Wheel of Fortune.
Little knickknacks.
Yeah, lots of little goodies.
Cool, 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 cool. I love goodies. I think that's the end of my questions about Alice in Wonderland. But another thing I'm very curious about, and this is a little bit tangential, is, you know, I went to a couple planetarium film screenings over the past few years. Are there any that are coming up in the immediate future?
Yeah, totally. So we have a couple more. It's a final run of our Pink Floyd, The Dark Side of the Moon shows. So that's an immersive visual experience of The Dark Side of the Moon album, Pink Floyd. And it's been one of our most popular shows. And so we've got, I think, four more before the end of the year. So they do tend to sell out. Would totally recommend checking those out.
Mm-hmm. I bet it's a lot of like Gen Xers who would love that.
Yeah.
A very big Gen X crowd.
There's actually, been a big range of ages, which has been pretty cool.
True.
You know, taking the youngins, educating them in the music.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Start off in Pink Floyd and then find your way around musically.
Exactly.
It's a good dropping point. I mean, my dad really liked Pink Floyd when I was like 11 or 10.
Mm.
I think that's a really good age to be introduced to them.
Totally, yeah. No, it's an incredible album, so.
Were your parents into them?
Pink Floyd, no. They were something I think it was when I was at school. I saw the album cover for the first time when we're learning about prisms.
Oh, yeah.
Science.
Yeah.
And then the album came out. So that was probably the first time I got into them. Then I had a flatmate last year who was really into Pink Floyd. So I've heard a lot of it last year as well.
Nice. I think that brings us an end to the corridor. Any last words? People buy tickets, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Be the last thing I have to ask.
Totally, yeah. You can find them on our website, which is just Tuhuta Otago Museum. $25 for students, $30 for adults, and lots of information there about what's going on. So totally check it out on the website.
Very, very awesome.
Thank you.
Buy tickets online at the website. Exciting stuff. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thanks for having me.
No, of course, mate. Of course. We're going
to
play.
Thanks for listening to Radio 1 91 FM podcast. All of our content lives online at r1.co.nz.